Lesson 136, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 129 and Section 130, Verses 1 through 11 and Verses 22 through 23. Introduction. On February 9, 1843, the Prophet Joseph Smith gave instructions to help the saints know how to distinguish the nature of ministering angels and spirits. These instructions are recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 129. Doctrine and Covenants 130 contains Joseph Smith's teachings on various doctrines while he was meeting with saints in Ramis, Illinois, on April 2, 1843. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants 129. The Prophet Joseph Smith gives instructions concerning the nature of ministering angels and spirits. Ask students what they would tell someone who wanted to know if Latter-day Saints believed in angels. After students respond, invite a student to read the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "From the beginning down through the dispensations, God has used angels as His emissaries in conveying love and concern for His children. Usually such beings are not seen. Sometimes they are. But seen or unseen, they are always near. Sometimes their assignments are very grand and have significance for the whole world. Sometimes their messages are more private. Occasionally, the angelic purpose is to warn." End quote. Explained at beginning in 1839 and continuing through 1843, the Prophet Joseph Smith gave instructions to several people to help them know how to distinguish the nature of ministering angels and spirits. Some of these instructions are recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 129. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 129 verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for an important difference between angels and spirits. You may want to explain that the word just means righteous. How are angels different from spirits? Angels have resurrected bodies of flesh and bones. Spirits do not. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 129 verses 4 through 7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along looking for a way to distinguish between angels and righteous spirits. Ask students to report what they find. What do we learn from verse 7 about the nature of true messengers sent from Heavenly Father? After students respond, you may want to suggest that they write the following doctrine in the margin of their scriptures. True messengers sent from Heavenly Father will not deceive us. Explain that the devil sometimes tries to appear as an angel of light in order to deceive people. In addition, quote, "The scriptures also speak of the devil's angels. These are those spirits who followed Lucifer and were thrust out of God's presence in the premortal life and cast down to the earth." End quote. From Guide to the Scriptures under Angels. Do not relate experiences concerning Satan or evil spirits, or allow the discussion to degenerate to relating sensational stories and spurious material. Note, avoid sensational or spurious quotes or stories. Occasionally, sensational or spurious, untrue quotes or stories circulate among church members. It is important to recognize that the Spirit cannot testify of something that is untrue or inappropriate. As you teach, let the Holy Ghost, not the sensational, bring students to Christ. Refrain from discussing stories that are not edifying or uplifting. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 129 verses 8 through 9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for how to recognize an evil spirit who seeks to deceive by appearing as an angel of light. Explain that the word administration in verse 9 refers to a manifestation or visit from an angel or a spirit. Invite students to report what they learn. In addition to the instruction in these verses, what has Heavenly Father given you to help you discern Satan's deceptions? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 1 through 11 and verses 22 and 23. The Prophet Joseph Smith clarifies various doctrines. Explain that on April 2, 1843, Joseph Smith held a state conference with the saints in Ramis, Illinois, which was about 20 miles southeast of Nauvoo. During a morning meeting, Elder Orson Hyde preached a sermon and taught an interpretation of Scripture which he had learned in his previous association with another church. What responsibility did the prophet have in this situation? To correct any false doctrine taught in the meeting. Explain that presiding leaders in the church, such as prophets, stake presidents, and bishops, have the responsibility to ensure that correct doctrine is taught in church settings. After the morning meeting, Joseph Smith, Orson Hyde, and a few others had lunch at the home of Joseph Smith's sister Sophronia. During lunch, the prophet said that he was going to offer some corrections to Brother Hyde's sermon. Brother Hyde responded, "They shall be thankfully received." What can we learn from how Joseph dealt with this situation? What can we learn from Orson Hyde's response to the prophet? Explain that in his morning remarks, Orson Hyde had misinterpreted John 14:23. Invite a student to read this verse aloud. Inform the class that after Orson Hyde referred to this verse, he told the people that it is our privilege to have the Father and the Son dwelling in our hearts. Doctrine and Covenants 130 contains the prophet's correction of this idea. It also includes some additional teachings. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask students to follow along, looking for why Orson Hyde's statement regarding the meaning of John 14:23 was incorrect. Ask them to report what they find. Explain that many people today either have no concept of God, or perhaps like Orson Hyde, who was once a Campbellite preacher, have an incorrect understanding of the nature of deity because of false traditions. We can help others understand Heavenly Father's true nature and their relationship to Him. How can we respond with kindness and understanding when discussing the gospel with those who have mistaken ideas because of false traditions? Note, Doctrine and Covenants section 130 verses 22 through 23. This is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 22 and 23 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for doctrines they can explain when teaching others about the Godhead. What doctrines are taught in these verses? Students should identify the following doctrines. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are separate individuals with physical bodies of flesh and bones. The Holy Ghost is a personage of spirit. Why do you think it is important to understand that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are separate individuals with bodies of flesh and bones? To help students further understand the doctrine of the Godhead, assign them to work in pairs. Provide each pair with a copy of the following statement. Invite students to study the statement with their partners and underline truths about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost that stand out to them. Quote, God the Father. It is generally the Father or Elohim who is referred to by the title God. He is called the Father because He is the Father of our spirits. God the Father is the supreme ruler of the universe. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere present through His Spirit. Mankind has a special relationship to God that sets man apart from all other created things. Men and women are God's spirit children. God the Son. The God known as Jehovah is the Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus works under the direction of the Father and is in complete harmony with Him. All mankind are His brothers and sisters, for He is the eldest of the spirit children of Elohim. He is the Redeemer who suffered the sins and pains of all mankind and overcame physical death for all. God the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is also a God and is called the Holy Spirit, the Spirit and the Spirit of God, among other similar names and titles, such as the Comforter. With the aid of the Holy Ghost, man can know the will of God the Father and know that Jesus is the Christ. End quote. From Guide to the Scriptures, God and Godhead. The primary role of the Holy Ghost is to bear witness of God the Father and Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost teaches and confirms truth. After students have completed this assignment, ask several to report what they marked and explain why those truths stood out to them. You might conclude this activity by inviting one or two students to share their testimonies of the Godhead with the class. To help students discover another doctrine Joseph Smith taught to the saints in Ramus, invite them to read Doctrine and Covenants 130, verse 2, looking for what he said about our relationships. What does sociality mean? Sociality pertains to the nature of our personal interactions and relationships. What did Joseph Smith teach regarding the nature of our relationships in heaven? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following truth. The relationships we can have in heaven are the same as those we enjoy on the earth, but they will include eternal glory. How might this truth influence your interaction with others? Ask a student to read aloud the following testimony of eternal relationships by President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency. Quote, "Because of the restoration of the knowledge of eternal families, we are more hopeful and more kindly in all our family relations. The greatest joys in this life center in families, as they will in the worlds to come. I am so grateful for the assurance that I have that if we are faithful, the same sociality which we enjoy here in this life will be forever with us in the world to come, in eternal glory." End quote. Invite students to ponder their relationships with others, especially their family members. Invite them to write a goal to strengthen those relationships. To help students discover other doctrines the prophet taught at this meeting in Ramus, invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Doctrine and Covenants 130, verses 4 through 11. What do we learn about angels from verses 4 through 7? What do we learn from verse 9 about the future of the earth? You may want to explain that according to verses 10 and 11, all who inherit the celestial kingdom will receive a Urim and Thummim to help them learn about and understand heavenly things. The prophet did not elaborate on this teaching. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 22 through 23. To help students understand the truths taught in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 22 and 23, read the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "We declare it is self-evident from the Scriptures that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are separate persons, three divine beings." End quote. To help students see that the doctrine of the Godhead is self-evident in the Scriptures, give students a few minutes to find at least three passages in the New Testament that teach this doctrine. As part of this activity, you may want to teach students how to use the topical guide or index in their Scriptures. Ask a few students to report what they found.